And there's something called valence bond theory, which I want to tell you about, but we're not going to go into in very much detail. It's very much like molecular orbital theory, except you only look at the atomic orbitals of two atoms in a molecule. So you try to calculate the bond potential by not looking at the whole molecular orbitals, but you do a linear combination of just the atomic orbitals of the two atoms that form the bond. And so you do the linear combination of atomic orbitals, and then you try to calculate a bond potential by constructing the multi-electron wave function, well, now it's a two-electron wave function, and calculating the energy as a function of position, including the electron-electron interactions. And you can calculate a bond potential this way. And the advantage is that there are fewer electrons. If there's only two in the bond, then you only have 2x2 matrices, and it's mathematically easier to proceed. You sacrifice some accuracy by just concentrating on the bond. We know, in general, a carbon-carbon bond depends on the other atoms in the molecule. The strength of the bond and the bond length are not just determined by the two atoms in the bond, but by the whole molecule. And this kind of picture throws the rest of that out. But it's mathematically easier, and I think particularly in a time before computers, it was appealing to be able to have a 2x2 matrix rather than, say, a 10x10 matrix, because you just weren't making any progress. So a lot of people learn how to calculate the bond potentials with just looking at the atomic orbitals of the nearby atoms. We have computers now, so we won't look at this very much, but you will see valence bond theory sometimes if you